Welcome to Home of Pots Happy Hour. This is actually going to be the last one we do before we have an Easter break. We're going to have a short Easter break because we've decided that the logistics of trying to get a Home of Pots Happy Hour out when half of the participants halfway around the world is going to be a bit too difficult, because we're having enough trouble getting the bloody thing out sat around Stuart's dining table. So, Home of Pots Happy Hour. We've had lots of feedback from the last one, not last week, because we end with them every 2 weeks. We had a lot of feedback from the last one. Hopefully this one will be just as good as the last one, but we won't have a quiz that drags along a bit too much. Andrew's already dropped his fucking pennies on the table, even though I don't
After
know how many times have you got to tell him.
How many times?
Stop dropping things on the table, you donut. Right, Stuart, what's happening this week?
Well, lots of things. Yes, we're going to follow up on the extreme popularity of the children's TV round. So we're going to do a bit more on children's television. So we've got that. We are going to have a quiz based on children's television. We are going to discuss what we've been doing, where we're going, and what we've been up to. And then we're going to finish off with the big pressing subject: what is going on with the royal family at the moment.
Goodness
and the
sake.
Possible theories that
load
are
of nonsense
out there in the ether.
Aliens.
So we have to discuss. Well, I haven't heard aliens, but some of the others are just as spurious.
David Icke lizards. Yeah.
So, how are we all? Lona, you well?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to my holiday coming up on Thursday.
Oh, where are you going to?
Off
yeah,
to
we don't want anyone stalking you when you're off on holiday. But
flying into Vegas and then heading to Bakersfield for a wedding.
Okay.
And then back to Vegas.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Still disappointed about my Adele concert, but moving on from that. Going to do the Sphere and
You've
other good
it.
Stuff. Yep.
You got over it.
Yep. Might be going to see Miranda Lambert instead. But yes, I'm excited.
And where are you flying from?
From Heathrow.
Right.
And
you live near Gatwick.
Live near Gatwick. Yeah, I know, but they don't do flights into America from Gatwick.
Do they not?
No, they used to. We used to be able to do it with
like
Norwegian.
That's like saying you live near Wembley, but someone's playing in Murray.
Yeah, but I just thought that Gatwick was such a big...
I know. Well, Norwegian Air, we used to be able to do the direct flight to LAX, but now they've stopped it. So now we're trying to work out getting to Heathrow, so that's a bit of a pain.
Any chance of an upgrade?
I'm really hoping so. Good friend of mine I work with a friend, and she's asked me for my details. She's emailed them to the right people, so fingers crossed. But you never know with this thing, do you? But she's one of the. She said always mention it, you know, because whenever I check in, I'm always one to say, "Oh, any child's not great," and my husband dies. I can't believe how embarrassing it is.
Have you ever managed
to
get one?
Well, I don't really think that's the point, but not so much. But she was saying, yes, always ask, because if they are oversold, sometimes they do look for people to upgrade. And if you've mentioned it, then, you might be lucky.
Good.
So I'm hoping I might be lucky. But
that'd be nice.
It's nothing worth... I remember when we went on honeymoon, I got all dressed up thinking I was going to get upgraded and then really didn't.
Dear.
Sat by the toilets, but...
That's so annoying.
Hey-ho.
Yeah, I know. I did that when I... Years and years ago, when I did the New York Marathon, and there was this rumour going around saying if you get your medal afterwards and you go back into the airport, they've seen you've done the marathon, they know you'll obviously be knackered and your legs will be really heavy, they'll give you an upgrade. So out comes the medal, you know, participation. You took 6.5 weeks to get around New York, well done. Back into the thing, in a thing. There must have been 50 people standing there.
Oh, no.
It was like a bad episode of Jim Will Fix It.
Was that the marathon you were doing when I phoned you during the marathon?
I'm running around New York. I'm having to stop because there's a toilet. I'm running around New York. He phones up. I'm starting a bit knackered. He keeps going on about Liverpool, how Tottenham are beating Liverpool. And he was really nervous. I was thinking, I'm fucking halfway around Brooklyn. Can you fuck off?
Oh, no.
Stoke, how have we been?
Marvellous as always.
Stoko, try not to bang your hand on the table.
Looking
please.
Forward to Easter. Probably get Leslie's jam pot out and make some marmalade.
Marmalade time.
Which will be good.
For the summer, that'll be good.
Yeah.
Are you a big fan of making marmalade?
I love making marmalade.
I've got a question about marmalade.
Yes.
So you've got all these jams, yeah? You've got strawberry jam, apricot jam, blackcurrant jam. Why isn't marmalade called orange jam?
Because it's a marmalade.
Yeah, but what's the difference? It's fruit, sugar, pectin, is it? Or is that?
Yeah, pectin. Yeah.
That's jam.
How have we ended up on that?
How?
I know we diverse normally quite a lot on this, but how have we ended up at marmalade?
It comes from Queen Victoria, and they used to give marmalade.
Is that right?
No.
Absolutely.
That was pretty good.
Marm is a Portuguese word for jam.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh.
So orange is coming
I'm
from
I'm going to definitely stick that in Google Translate.
That's good. I like that.
This is a bonus of having a quizzer on our round the table. Because that's a perfect quiz question.
It's called knowledge.
Should we talk about the... Yeah, I knew that, actually. Because I'm such a good quiz.
You're a genius on the quizzes. Mm.
A lot of oranges come from the southern Spain, as you know.
Seville, yeah. That's where marmalade oranges come from.
So marmalade.
Oh.
Right. Nice. I'm definitely looking that up.
You're looking that up. I'm believing him. He has a look of authority about him. He's got an MCC jumper on, and you wouldn't know that, but automatically gives
you wouldn't know that. That's all the clothes I have.
So basically, you're going to... You're going to get out a big jam pot and make marmalade.
Leslie's got an enormous jam pot. I love it. You can make about 20 to 30 pots.
Probably just hopefully about to leave you now.
And a great big spoon, and we mix it all up on the cooker.
Is it like a scene out of Paddington 2?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
That's a great
film. I was thinking
that's a really good film.
That's a brilliant film.
It is good. I love Paddington as well. It's brilliant. Since I was little, I've loved all those books.
But we'll come on to Paddington later.
Oh, okay.
We will be coming on to Paddington later.
It'll make enough jars to last me about 2 years, so...
That's are we good. Still on your bloody jam?
On my marmalade.
Navigate it back to that. So, we don't have anything exciting doing it. You've been off gigging,
haven't you? I've been off to the most... None more metal, this lineup: Judas Priest, Saxon, Uriah Heep. In Leeds.
Sounds good.
In Yorkshire. It was fantastic. Watching Judas Priest come out on stage. Two of them are in their 70s. You got the guitarist is... The guitarists are both, I say, relatively young. They're probably in their late 40s.
Oh, my goodness.
Died. Yeah, and the drummer's probably about 60, but you can't tell from him. And they are head to toe in leather and studs. And it was just, so metal. It was just incredible.
And was this all for the joy of about £17.80?
No, it was the most expensive concert ticket I've ever bought. It was £74.
Good Lord.
Wow. Yeah, really pushed the boat out.
But that was three bands. That was about 3.5 hours of music.
So that still falls within your roughly £20 a ticket.
Yeah, yeah. So, basically about £25 a band.
That you put on things.
Yeah. Oh, it was just brilliant. And that was at the Leeds Arena. I could really recommend that.
You do have to go to Leeds.
You do have to go to Leeds, yeah.
How big is the Leeds Arena?
Well, it holds about... 13,000.
Oh, that's quite a good
But thing. it's set up like a giant theatre.
No,
it's like a gigantic theatre. So if you imagine when you go to a normal arena, you have the stage at one of the sort of narrow ends, and then everyone looks at it. Whereas it's the other way around. The whole thing's set up like a giant theatre. It's really good, brilliant sound. Still, how much was the beer?
I've no idea.
£8 a pint. So that was very annoying. Yeah, 2.5 pints of terrible lager.
They need to make the money
20
back.
Quid.
So Judas Priest.
Judas Priest, Saxon. They're from Barnsley. Yeah. Judas Priest from Birmingham, Saxon from Barnsley. Uriah Heep from North London.
Joy.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I loved it. Can't wait for the next one. What's the next thing we're going to, Stu?
I am going to see Simple Minds.
Are you?
At the O2. Possibly for the last time, by all accounts.
Is that because you're sick of it, or they're giving it up?
No, good, I think they're giving it up. I've heard after this world tour, they're giving it up.
Oh,
but
really?
This world tour, it's huge. Their ticket sales are enormous.
Yeah.
Biggest since the sort of late 80s, early 90s. Absolutely huge.
Do you think that's partly because the rumour is it's going to be the last one?
I don't know. They've been quite successful recently for a band who've been around a while. But yeah, I mean, they're the band I've seen more than anybody else. I must have seen them 15, 16 times.
Really?
So yeah, I think this could be. So yeah, I'm going Thursday at 02.
Right.
Seeing, and they look, I mean, I love them, but they look very old.
Yeah, they do.
They do look very old. So I've done that. And then we are going to see OMD.
Are you?
In Eastbourne.
Interestingly, Stuart mentioned it about a month ago, and then he just told me that I am going to it.
In Eastbourne. I saw Daniel O'Donnell in Eastbourne.
Did you?
At the Dunmore Pavilions.
Were you taking your mum?
I was. I was taking my mum.
You clearly would have been, yeah.
Yeah.
And you clearly could
have
been.
Was he any good?
It was pretty good, actually, but the audience here, yeah, there was a few nuns and just a lot of Irish women.
But nuns.
It was fun. Yeah, there was, yeah. It was good, though. It was nice. Who else did I see there?
You saw blokes on a stag night.
Tom Jones. Oh, no, I saw Tom Jones with my mum down in Brighton. That's it. Yeah.
Very good. Well, me and Stuart seen Barry Manilow, of course, haven't we?
Oh,
yeah, we did. Yeah, years ago.
Please.
I've actually seen Barry Manilow twice. I saw it last year. Girls bought it for me for Father's Day.
I didn't know it was going to be fair. He phoned up and he said, Jackie's got some tickets for a gig. Come and meet me at Wembley.
Yeah.
And I'm walking because I at the time you could, I mean, this was 30 years ago, and you could drive to Wembley. Now you can't park anywhere.
Mm.
But I drove there because it's only about a 20 minute drive from where I lived, and parked up probably a mile away. And I'm walking thinking, there's an awful lot of middle aged women making their way to this gig. I wonder who it is. And then got to Wembley, and there it was. It was Barry.
The size of his
nose. And I'm thinking, oh, for God's sake. And it was really good.
I bet it was good.
He's a combination of outrageously good and outrageously dreadful.
Yeah.
Some of it's just awful. But when he's good, Lordy, he's good.
Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah. I've seen Neil Diamond a few times, and I've got to say, there was a time I went with my sister, and we were closer, and as he turned around and we saw sort of his older shape, you suddenly do see that, so, oh gosh, they do age, but yeah. he was still amazing.
Don't we all?
Yeah, well, that's it. I think the best concert I saw recently was Coldplay. They
really?
Were absolutely... Did you
see them at Wembley?
Yes.
Yes, I saw them at Wembley.
That, I wasn't expecting them to be that good. They were brilliant.
Yeah, they were really good. Excellent. They weren't as good. Well, you would have said Bruce, but of course you weren't there.
Yeah, no, we don't talk about that.
You sort of forget how long Coldplay have been going for, don't you?
Because a long time.
They closed the Paralympics, didn't they?
Yes.
They did the concert at the end. And now, bearing in mind, that was 14 years ago. And I've never been an enormous fan of Coldplay, but I couldn't believe how many songs I knew.
Yes. Yeah. They've got a huge back catalogue.
But they must have brought... Because how long they've been going? 25 years, maybe.
About 25 years.
Like a lot of stars, they must have brought out nearly everything that everyone knows in that first 10 years.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they've had enough. They brought out that dreadful Christmas record, didn't they?
Yes.
Awful. And they haven't really, I don't think, had any massive hits since 2012, have they? Or am I?
Well, no one really has hits now. They're just sort of album tracks.
That's true.
But
yeah.
they've just come up with continual stadium rockers, don't they? Now?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's
a bit of a plum, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, no.
Well,
he's
while...
great.
Oh, is he?
Oh,
really?
No.
I think he's a bit of a Burke, isn't
no.
he?
Oh, no. Gosh, no.
Anyone who's married to Gwyneth Paltrow deserves everything they get.
Oh, I like him.
He comes across as quite a nice bloke, but he's a bit righteous.
Oh, he's hot, though.
Well, while you were...
Oh, so you
so you think
I fancy him, yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh yeah,
okay.
That's where
there,
I was going, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't get a word in edgeways, eh?
Sorry.
While you were Judas Priesting, I went to Abbot Voyage.
Oh, what did you think?
Yes.
It was superb.
It's really good, isn't it?
Really superb. Mm. Hard to describe to people that haven't been.
Yeah.
Because of the holographic experience. But it was brilliant.
Yeah, it is good.
And I'm not the biggest ABBA fan, but my God, it was good.
I don't see how you can't be an ABBA fan.
No.
Not. No.
I just don't think you can be.
Did you know that the Annifried, the dark-haired girl, she wasn't Swedish, she was Norwegian.
I know, she was Norwegian from
and
the north
story
of Norway.
Her story's very interesting, isn't it? Because her father was an occupying Nazi soldier.
Yeah.
Who had a bit of a... Because I think they went into Norway quite early, and I think it was a bit like Allo Allo,
yeah.
Where people just ended up living their normal lives.
And impregnated half of Norway.
And she had an affair with a... And at the end of the...
There's not a lot to do up in the north
of
Norway.
Yeah, and at the end of the Second World War, there was a bit of a witch hunt, and people who had had children and had relationships with Nazi soldiers were basically booted out of the country.
Ah.
And I saw a documentary, and there were these sort of open-back army lorries with these women and young children basically being sent out of the country, out of Norway, and Sweden took them, because Sweden was a neutral country, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So Sweden took them in. So she
His
was
name
Norwegian.
Wasn't Fernando, was it? Just a question.
Just a question. Oh my God. I'm entirely sure how many Nazi soldiers are called Fernando. Even might have been a little bit more charming if they were named like
that. She was my favourite Abigail.
Yeah, and mine as well. Yeah.
She was mine too. Yeah. Mine too.
I thought she was very, very, very attractive. Attractive.
She should have seen a dentist young. Her teeth were a bit dodgy.
Oh, I don't mind. No.
Never noticed
that.
And
the other one, Agnetha or whatever her name is, she ended up going out with her. Her stalker.
I know.
Yeah, there was a big story about that, wasn't it? That was very strange.
There's hope for us. There's hope.
Yeah, but she's about 80 now. And basically, the thing that you fancied was actually a hologram. It's a bit like fancying Betty Rubble off the Flintstones. It's not really going to happen. No. How did Barney get hold of her? Really?
Barney Rubble get hold of her? Yeah, that was ridiculous, wasn't it?
How did he get hold of Betty Rubble?
For a start, she was about 8 inches taller than him.
Yes. He was punching.
Yeah,
definitely. So was Fred, to be honest.
Yeah, he was a bit.
Fred, but they were
all
punching back at the day. But we'll get on to children's hair. Time for the first break?
Time for the first break. And, because we've completely gone off piece here. So, we'll have a break. And then we'll come back and
discuss Jaffa Cakes.
Or something similar. So, see you in a mo.
Welcome back to part two. Thank you, Stuart. Thank you, Alona, for believing me. Having Googled, the Portuguese marmalada is the name for a fruit preserve. You'll learn, Adrian.
Okay.
Now over to Stuart, who's going to do the kids' TV quiz.
Self-righteous arse.
I do love it when people point you out like that. Andrew, well done.
Both punching the air at the moment.
Everyone's like, yeah, got him. So many got people commented on the popularity of the children's television section we did last week. So much so that people were emailing in and Facebooking in and mentioning to me when I was walking through Sainsbury's, I saw a friend of mine called Charlie who said, "Oi, what about Pogel's Wood?"
Pogel's Wood?
I've never heard of Pogel's Wood.
Oh, yeah.
I did think about Trumpton. I can't believe I forgot Trumpton.
So basically, I thought what I'd do is I'd come up with a list of what people mentioned so they don't fall out. And the notable mentions were Trumpton, Captain
Trumpton,
Scarlet.
Trumpton, very good, yeah.
Campbell Wick Green and Chigley.
Green and Chigley,
triumphant
of the little ones there.
Because it was, I believe that Campbell Wick Green was in the county of Trumptonshire.
Yeah, and they were all linked to each other.
Yeah,
a bit like an old day version of Midsummer Murders.
Yeah, they were, yeah. So, do you know who was the narrator? Do you know the narrator?
Brian Kent.
Kent.
I wonder what his nickname at school was.
A Welsh guy wrote into me and said, "Ivor the Engine."
Yes, that's on the thing.
That's good.
Obviously, a few mentions from Magic Roundabout.
Yeah,
lots.
The Flumps.
Oh, the Flumps. I'd forgotten all about them.
The Flumps is crap.
Are we adding off the top of our head if we don't?
Well, you can throw some in there, but other parts.
Someone
brought me up really quite rudely and questioned my integrity, saying I ought to forget about Thunderbirds and replace it with Thundercats.
Yes.
Shut your mouth now. And what? God, Jesus Christ. So that was not going on. And then the other one was Joe 90. But actually, it's brought me onto a thing.
Fantastic music.
Well, yes, this brought me onto a thing. Oh, this is going on to your Flashing Blade. Flashing Blade is crap.
It was brilliant.
No, it wasn't.
It was good.
It had a very good theme tune.
But all of these things, nearly all of them had brilliant theme tunes.
Yeah.
And that was obviously part of the thing that they had. Basically, Joe 90 had the best theme tune.
I think I can remember the Flumps theme tune. Do 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 do. Do you recognise it?
I think it was, wasn't it? That's right. Yes, it was.
The Flumps. That's really thrown me.
You're going to be YouTubing that at the moment you get home.
That, I think that
when
was actually
you should
actually
be working.
My...
You're going to be checking out the Flumps on YouTube.
Yeah, because I don't know the other theme
tunes
you're talking about.
Which is better than most of the shit you watch on YouTube. But it did. And you kind of think, actually, how we were actually banned in our house from watching Joe 90. My dad thought it was very...
subversive.
It was very bad. It was, you know, it was very poor themes and this and
really?
So on. And actually, you look back. Well, basically, you've got a 9-year-old child who gets brainwashed, and
that's
then
true, yeah.
basically goes up and kills people. There was a thing. There was, you know, in the sort of the end of the series where they do all their, they want a cheap episode and they like rehash. They do the dream sequence, all of this, and they had Joe's 9th or 10th birthday party. And they basically reenact all his episodes. You've got this 9-year-old kid killing everyone in every single
episode. I don't
think
I ever saw it, to be honest. My brother probably did. But it wasn't.
But it was very, very... And they all had, when you think of, you know, the Banana Splits and Wacky Ray, all had brilliant theme tunes that you would remember.
Captain Scarlet.
Yes, and that sort of stuff. So
Robinson Crusoe was... a lovely theme tune. Yes.
Remember
Tales of Robinson Crusoe?
Yes, that was fantastic.
And the incidental music as well. I mean, it wasn't very action-packed.
No.
He used to spend most of his time...
trying to get off the island.
Just walking along the seashore, thinking about his predicament.
Yes.
In a sort
You'd
of
be
a,
pretty pissed off if that happened
And he
to
was...
You.
Yeah, I think it was a French programme, wasn't
I'd
it?
Say
as
no
well,
more.
He was looking very say French.
No what about Lassie? And... well, and the Wonder Horse. What was the...
Champion the Lassie Dog.
Black Beauty.
There was Black White
Beauty.
Horses.
Follyfoot.
Right.
The Lone Ranger, no one's mentioned.
The Lone Ranger. Well, that I suppose the Lone Ranger was... yeah.
That was another Saturday. And that was another
Saturday
one
morning.
That you would have from the sort of like a generation four, like the stuff like... Champion the Wonder Horse, the Whirly Birds, about the helicopters.
Yeah. I tell you what we didn't mention either. We didn't mention the double deckers.
Oh.
I used to love the double
Come
deckers.
Come aboard
I
the
desperately
double deckers.
Wanted to find an abandoned double decker bus to have a bit of a gang hut in. But I think they only ever actually
double
gang
decker.
I think they only to make a gang hut. I think they only actually made about one series of the double
deckers. Yeah, but loads of series, loads of these programs only had like sort of Bagpuss. There was only like 7 or 8 episodes of Bagpuss.
Yeah,
really.
And there was only 2 seasons of
Thunderbirds. I believe there was only 11 or 12 episodes of Mr. Ben.
How many?
Both.
How many
favorite.
Episodes do you think there are of Peppa Pig?
Oh,
do you know the answer?
Yeah, I do know the answer because when I was going,
Mr. Noah
when I was sort of going, started going down the rabbit hole of trying
not
to get my books,
specialist subject,
trying
Peppa
to get my
Pig.
Books turned into. Into children's telly, that huge rabbit hole I wandered down, and they said, "Well, you know, how many have you done?" I said, "Oh, I've done 7 books." He said, "Oh, that's nowhere near enough. You need," and they said, "You're going to need hundreds."
So, Peppa Pig, hundreds, you say?
I'm talking hundreds.
I'd say there's a lot.
I reckon then we have 304. We're looking at alone here, a bit of dead air.
Dead air.
450.
211.
For two.
For two.
374, I think it is.
I think I'm a winner. So I won this week's quiz.
So they did, how many times can that pig fall over or jump in a puddle and need a plaster?
Yeah.
But 374 times.
Don't stop snorting it. I don't think I've ever seen it.
And the big and a pre quiz question, because what we're going for first. What is the link between Thunderbirds and Peppa Pig?
Jeepers. Creepers.
No, this is the sort of shit you come up in your quizzes. You ought to get this quiz, boy, because this is the sort of rubbish
well,
you get on a Wednesday night at the Dog and Duck.
We don't get this down the Dog and Duck.
The link between... Crikey. I mean...
They're both crap.
No.
You are in very, very thin water at the moment.
I think it's... is it the production company that owns it?
No, I'll give you the answer. It is David...
Niven.
Sorry.
David... Graham, who was the voice of Parker, and he's Grandpa Pig.
That is actually quite interesting.
So he
David
would have been.
Yes, he's very
he would have actually been quite young when he did Parker.
Yes, I think he was fairly young. And he was this thing the other day, he said, you know, he's active with like Laurence Olivier and Gielgud.
Really?
You know, it was obviously he's best known for being Parker. Anyway, we're going to the quiz now.
Yeah, I'm losing the will to live here a bit.
It's not going to get any better because I've got a feeling
you and me both.
Get your pens out.
Okay.
We've got 10 questions plus a slightly bonus question. Then we're going to go into the break with a longer version of a question, see how many you can get whilst putting your cup of tea on.
Okay, right. So,
question number one. Get your pens ready.
Yep.
What is the nationality of the chef on The Muppet Show?
Easy.
If you don't get that one.
I feel like you might have high hopes. Come on, quiz supremo.
I won the quiz. I won the quiz.
Twice.
I'm really clear.
Twice.
I won it twice.
Yep.
Question number two.
So jealous.
Question number two. What is the name of Fred and Wilma's daughter in the Flintstones?
Yep, I know that.
Oh, such a know-all. I don't know. Daughter.
Question number three.
I'm not going to know any of these.
How many windows were there in play school?
Windows?
How many windows were there in play school?
Round windows?
Don't give it away
to the viewers, the listeners.
Okay.
Question number four. What kind of TV animal was Skippy?
Skippy. What's that, Skippy?
You must know. Stop giving it away. You buffoon.
What's that, Skip?
He's fallen down a well.
He's fallen down the well. Got a broken leg. Needs an ambulance and a helicopter.
Better ring the flying doctor, Skippy.
If you don't get that one. Question number five. Where would you find Looby Loo?
Looby Loo.
Oh.
Has anyone got naught in a quiz before?
Trying to see Andrew's answers, but your handwriting's too grown up.
I'll tell you what would make this quiz even better, actually. If Andrew stopped banging his hand on the table.
It's a small price to pay for genius, I think you'll find. Question number six. Ringo Starr narrated which famous TV series? Yes. She's happy. She's got one.
Yeah.
She's got one. Question number seven. 1 point for each answer.
Right.
What were the names of the four rainbow characters?
Rainbow.
Rainbow. Remarkably like She's Electric by Oasis, the rainbow
thing. Yeah, yes, isn't it?
Basically a bit of a rip-off, I feel.
Well, She's Electric was the rip-off, wasn't it?
Totally, yeah. Question number eight. You've got a bit of a guess here. Which one of the Teletubbies was green?
Which is annoying because this might ruin my
all out round.
Yeah.
Another four pointer.
Yeah.
Name me all four banana splits.
Bloody hell. No idea. Too long ago.
Come on, quiz boy.
Not the sort of quiz you want to win this one.
Question number 10. It's a quick round.
Hang on.
You are so competitive and you are so,
I'm not.
You are so bitter
I'm so twisted.
No, I think
we need to go back to intellectual quizzes more. I prefer them, Andrew.
I couldn't agree more.
Get the quiz maestro.
Yeah.
Question number 10. I told you this last week, so it shows how much you listened to me. Who was Hiram J. Hackenbacher, better known as? I did mention this two weeks ago.
Hiram
J. Hackenbacher, better known as.
Bloody hell.
I did tell you this two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
I told you this.
In what context did you tell us about it?
Who is he better known as? I did say this. If you weren't listening to what I said, there's probably a very good chance he wasn't.
I do tend to zone out a bit.
He's a tool. The bloke's just a tool.
Thinking this week isn't going well.
It really isn't. And I feel like I'm not really
slagging off the Royals yet.
Well, no, we haven't got to that one yet.
Yeah.
Bonus question. Question number 11.
Yeah.
Were Bert and Ernie a couple? It's a yes or no question.
And do you have to qualify why you come up with the answer?
A couple in what context?
A couple. Were they
Don't say.
Not just friends.
Were they more than friends?
In a loving relationship.
In a loving relationship. That is the 11 questions. We are going to go into the second break with, I would like you to tell me how many of the 11 Wacky Races characters can you come up with? There are 11, and you'll just, if you can find out the cars they drove, there's 11 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can come up with the names of their vehicles, then you just get bonus points.
Did you ever play outside? Or did you just watch television the whole time? Yeah,
no. He used to make me bowl balls to him.
Yeah, I just got really good at sport just by doing nothing. Of course I did.
In his mum and dad's garden, just bowling balls to him and watching them fly past my ear.
So that's what we're doing up to the quiz, and we'll see you in a second. Welcome back to the next part of Homer Potts Happy Hour. We've got the answers now for our fabulous children's quiz question, where some people are going to do better than others, and some people aren't even able to Google the answers properly.
No one. I got all confused.
someone who can't
there was
even,
too many to Google. Like panicked.
Someone who can't even cheat properly.
Yeah.
So, answers. Question number one. Name of the nationality of the chef in the Muppets. It was the
Swedish
chef. You should know that one.
I did know that.
Question two. Name of Fred and Wilma's daughter.
Pebbles
is the correct answer.
Didn't know that.
How many windows were there in Play School? There were three.
Three.
And they
three.
Were the
round, square, and arched.
Correct.
Oh, I have four.
Andrew, what kind of TV animal was Skippy?
Kangaroo.
Certainly was.
It's actually a red kangaroo. Can I have an extra for that?
Very clever one.
Seriously, stop it. Where would you find Looby Lou?
Under Andy Pandy.
Yes. She was on Andy Pandy.
Andy Pandy. That's it. Yeah.
She did used to sit on Andy Pandy an awful lot.
Yeah.
So I'm just throwing that one out there.
Ringo I said that was Stripes, didn't I?
Ringo anyway. Starr narrated which TV series?
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Got that one.
Four names of the rainbow characters.
Bungle. George.
George. Correct.
Zippy. Jeff. Correct.
And Jeffrey.
Bungo.
Bungle.
Bungo.
Bungo.
Bungle, Jeff, Zippy, George.
Harry, Bungo and Midge.
And Jeffrey.
And Jeffrey.
Oh, Jeffrey.
And there was Rod, Jane and Freddie. They were Freddie.
Yeah, that was part of it. They weren't the four main characters. Which, okay. Bit of a guesser for her, which one of the Teletubbies was green?
I don't know.
I put Lala.
I put Itsy.
I'm going to give you that, Dipsy.
Dipsy. Oh, thank you.
Hang on, you didn't get the name right.
We could have got a point for Lala.
It ended Z.
Bugger.
Name all four banana splits. And a bonus question, which one was the agony arm?
Yeah, I know all of these. Do you just want the answers?
Go on then.
They were Flegal, Bingo, Droopy and Snorky. And...
good memory.
Yeah. Wow.
The agony arm.
Droopy was the agony arm.
Dear Drooper. Who now, Lona?
Oh no.
Who was Hiram J. Hackenbacker better known as?
I bet David Hasselhoff.
That was not even Kids Telly.
He was in Baywatch. So that wasn't Kids Telly.
That's not Kids Telly.
I can't remember.
Night Rider, but that wasn't Kids Telly either.
I have no idea.
I put Thunderbird 2.
David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff.
Just his stage name.
Like,
it's Pamela Anderson running down the beach in a swimsuit children's television.
I just put what
got Sally Jones running down the beach in her tight leather pants.
I've got no idea who it is.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I can't even remember you saying
it. Are we giving the answer?
You know
it's brains.
Answer. It's brains.
Brains
from Thunderbirds. Brains from Thunderbirds.
Bloody hell. Ow. Who's mentioned
brains from Thunderbirds. Things. And the bonus question... Were Bert and Ernie more than friends?
Yeah, I think they were.
I think they were.
I think
they
were.
To take a bath together.
But so did Eric and Ernie. Well, not a bath. They used
but they
separate
definitely took a bath because they
rubber ducky.
And also, Bert was always snapping at him, which makes you think, wasn't he?
Mm. He was.
Which makes you think that
he might have just been an angry, unfulfilled man.
That's true.
The correct answer was they were actually just friends. Living in a happy relationship.
I put here companions.
Not trucking the Marmite. Yes,
that was obviously Sesame Street coming up with a diplomatic answer to the huge Bert and Ernie question.
Right. Mm.
Now, for the second part of our quiz...
Hang on a minute. Do you want to know how many we scored?
Well, I think you just want to know because you've done well.
Spot the competitor.
Someone's not quite as chirpy as they were for the last two quizzes. Someone doesn't have quite as much.
It's all very well when you've been able to do the question.
You might come to town.
16 there. That's good work. Bonuses.
Well done. How many bonuses were there?
There were lots of bonuses.
Lots of bonuses.
You had the four banana splits.
Yeah, four banana splits, four rainbow characters.
Yeah.
And Didrooper. So.
Oh, you get 4 points for the four rainbow.
Yeah.
You get 4 points.
So you've done better. You still have one, but you've done better.
I've not got 16, I'll tell you that much.
Can you count to three? Is that.
Stop it. I've got seven.
Right.
Okay.
More importantly,
eight.
11. Rudy, Arthur, stop it. 11 members, participants in each wacky race.
Wow. Okay. I've got.
How many have you got?
I've got three, and the other one I can't think of the name. I've got so Muttley, the.
Well, he didn't drive.
The Dastardly.
Dick Dastardly and Muttley, that's one.
Oh, that's one. I thought they were two.
Dick Dastardly and Muttley, they were
in the same car.
Same car.
I got them as two.
Double zero.
I got Penelope Pitstop.
Correct.
And I got those ones who had the big.
Okay. We'll leave that for the minute. Andrew, what have you got?
What was it? They had the big club.
I got Dastardly and Penelope Pitstop. I got the Ant Hill Mob.
Good boys. That's the one I missed.
Oh, that's an easy one.
Yeah, I missed them.
And I might be confusing the Anthill Mob, but was there an Adams Family one?
Yeah, that's the creepy coopy, the gruesome twosome.
I will. You've got the answer. I'll read the list.
Do you want me to go through what I've got here?
I shall read the list.
Oh, let him.
Arkansas Chugabug with Gloop and Blubber Bear.
Bloody hell!
Wow.
The Red Max.
Yes.
The Buzzwagon, but I can't remember the names of the drivers.
Rufus Roughcut.
That's right.
Sabretooth.
Yeah, and then I've got Peter Perfect. Was he in the Turbo Wagon, was he called?
Who's Tosser Peter Wagon? Perfect?
Peter Perfect, no. He was the one who was trying to get hold of Penelope Pitstop every week.
Yes.
And then the blokes for the clubs, were they called the Gravel Brothers or something?
The Slag Brothers.
Slag Brothers.
Slag. We'll get over that these days.
Mm. What else have we got? Professor Pat Pending.
He's in there.
We said the Creepy Coop, Penelope Pitstop, Dick Dastardly. Yeah,
the Arkansas Chugabug.
Yeah, that was the first one I said. Yeah,
Lazy Luke and Blubber Bear. Rufus Roughcut, Sergeant Blast, Private Meekly from the Army Surplus Special.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
And okay, a bonus question on a bonus question. Yeah. Which one of these, which characters from this show had a spin-off series?
Oh, that was Dick Dastardly and Muttley in their flying machine.
And yes.
The Perils of Penelope Pitstop.
With the Anthill Mob. And what was the name of the villain?
The Hooded Claw.
Who was the character with the clubs? The two guys you just saw
there? Slag Brothers.
Is that what they...
you wouldn't be called that these days.
They were very good.
Seven degrees of separation.
I think they're on Cartoon Network now, I think.
What was the duration of an episode?
20 minutes?
22 minutes or something.
22 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they were probably half an hour in America and they stuck all the adverts
in.
Right. 22 minutes, I think, on the BBC.
Very good, they were.
Yeah, they were very good. And they're all made by Hanna-Barbera, weren't they, mostly?
Yeah. There's a very good YouTube video that somebody's put on which has got every theme song from every Hanna-Barbera cartoon. There's 50 of them on there. And it's amazing. It's probably our age, but the later they get, the worse the cartoons get.
Yeah,
it's
unbelievable.
It's a really good thing. Very well worth watching when you've got nothing better to do
in your life at all than to get on YouTube for that. So that was a huge success.
Who used the phrase, "I'll protect you from the hooded claw"?
Come on, Luna.
I'll keep the vampires
from your door.
When the chips are down,
I'll be around.
With my undying
love for you.
Frankie goes to Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. Frankie goes to Hollywood.
Do you think they got the hooded claw?
Yes, they would. There's no other hooded claw, was there?
There you go.
See? They were in Hayward's Heath once.
Peter Clarissy.
Do you know what? Do you know what the hooded claw's name was?
Oh,
no. What was his name? He was meant to be her protector, but he wasn't.
Sylvester Sneakley, and he was meant to be basically a wrong'un, he was robbing her.
Anyway, that's enough.
What were the names of the in Dick Dastardly and Muttley in their flying machine? What were the names of the
clunk?
He used to make all those noises, didn't he? And then the other one used to say,
"Christ
said,
the
we're
line.
Ready for the next one."
And his nephew used to go, "We've done way dear. Too much of this. We need to move. We need to move on to something."
That's one of my best impressions.
Far more cunt. Serious. Well, on that note, we're going to stop it. If that is, Rory Bremner's got nothing to worry about.
It was just like it,
that
though,
was,
wasn't it?
Well, quite like it. That was, that was so good, you scared the dog. Right, we want to know. This is where Quizmaster over there is going to really come to the party. We're going to discuss the royal family.
Oh, are we?
What is happening with the royal family at the moment? All the gossip, innuendo, and social media and internet furore about what is going on at the moment.
Well, it's driving me mad.
What is it?
Yeah,
on?
It is, because the media have totally worked everybody up about it.
Yeah,
the poor girl just had a big surgery. I think we can all pretty much work out what it might be.
Trap wind?
Or maybe a girl's...
girl's problem.
Maybe a girl's...
It probably wasn't.
I think so.
My theory was it was a girl's problem. Then I spoke to Stuart and now I don't know what to think.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Oh, she's just Stuart not very well. She's gone out of action theory. For a bit. She's home. She's probably doing the school, you know, pick up or whatever. I don't know.
Do you know what the strangest thing about it was? Now, I know, we all know plenty of girls who put photos out on things like Facebook and they fiddle about with them. They put on filters or whatever. What on earth was she doing changing somebody's sleeve? I mean, who looks at a photo and
yeah,
things?
But everybody does a little bit of editing and
sleeve,
stuff.
Why wouldn't... Would you
well, she's
that?
Bored. Well, she's not feeling very well. She's lying on the sofa. Oh, I'm going to do a little bit
she's
of
made
editing.
She's made such a situation 100 times worse with her her Mother's Day disaster.
What did she do on Mother's Day?
She was having a little bit of an experiment.
She posted a photo of her kids on Mother's Day and a load of the news agencies took it down because they realised it had been altered beyond all recognition. Well, kind of all sort of recognition. And so they took it down. So, of course, that made more and more problems. And, of course, that has sent...
Why is that such a bad thing if the sleeve's slightly off?
But, you know...
Because, I mean, she's just had a bit of a fiddle around. She's just not very good at it. But it's still a lovely photo.
They probably like to have an original photograph that they can fiddle around with if they want to. They don't want anything you fiddle around with in case you've cut something out that they don't know about.
Do you honestly think that she'd be meddling around with a photo when they have the enormous press department to do all that sort of stuff for them?
Well, yeah, I mean, she's just a mum, isn't she? And she's just sitting at home after a... I mean, but, you know, she's a normal...
She's mother of the future king.
Well, I just think everybody's gone a bit crazy and I think the media has decided that they're all going to go mad and all these conspiracy theories. I've seen people on Instagram in America like booking flights to come over and see if they can find her and all this sort of stuff. It's crazy. Yeah.
Well, that's where we're going down the thing.
Oh,
what are the conspiracy theories we've got here?
I don't know that he's bumped her off or...
One.
She's having an Number affair. He's having an affair.
They're splitting up.
No. Really?
One.
Is that one of the theories?
That's all over the
I've heard it's true.
From?
No, I've just made that up. I just wanted to see the look on your face, though.
No.
There are some...
No.
Do you believe everything that comes out of the Buckingham Palace press department?
No. No, but, I mean...
I believe virtually nothing. They tell you exactly.
Really?
Yeah. I believe. I'm not now.
Sad to be so cynical.
Peter Cook in Langton Green. I really hope you're still tuning in now, because basically the moment we mention royals, he turns off.
He's off.
He said, "No, don't do the royals. I'm off." I'm not a big royalist. You've known me for years. I'm not a big royalist either way. But they tell you exactly what they want you to hear, what you want you to know, and they. I reckon they lie like it's going out of fashion. How long did they go on about Charles and Diana? They were effectively not married for 5 or 6 years before it finally came out.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Yeah, but...
So I think they've... And of course, they've made it much worse. Number one, which I do think is definitely true, I think Charles might be iller than they've led us to believe.
Do you think so?
I think he might be ill. I think he's...
But
cancer,
the fact that he went in...
Worse.
He went in for that operation, and then they found it then.
Oh,
it must have been pretty
would
early.
Find if they were looking at somebody's prostate, it's prostate, isn't it?
Prostate, not prostrate.
You know, it's prostate.
Prostate.
What
jar of marmalade?
What other
Snickers?
Sort of cancer could you find if you were actually just looking at somebody's prostate, I wonder?
It can spread all over.
Well, it's the spreading, isn't it? It's how it spreads.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's meant to be one of the slower ones, isn't it?
Yeah,
prostate cancer, yeah. It's a bit of a slow ticker. But that's the one is obviously, and it's to do with future abdication, and he's going quicker because he...
Oh.
Now, I don't know if this is true. This actually comes from LJ Simmons. So she told me this yesterday. That there was going to be a press announcement in the next 2 or 3 days.
Oh, that's quite exciting, isn't it?
Really?
That's genuine. That's not me winding you up because I know you get...
What, the king's ill?
No. There is going to be an announcement on from the palace.
They're
going to
try and put all the gossip to bed.
Kind of put it to bed.
Okay. I did see something about that. It's going to be
a
statement. It's
peculiar, isn't it? You've had one thing after the other. You had, obviously, that picture was the last thing.
Yes.
You know, like he suddenly pulled out of his...
But his cousin's...
Of his godfather's funeral or something. Which, and then they bring out a photo of his wife looking perfectly well with her 3 kids. And you sort of think, I wonder what on earth's going on.
And then they do some really grainy picture of them in the back of the car, which most people are thinking, you could have photoshopped.
But that day
that
he pulled out, his cousin, you know, the Princess Michael of Kent's daughter's husband had just died.
Yeah.
So you just don't know what relationship he had with them. You know, I mean...
When you say died, do you think he was bumped off by the CIA?
Far too
busy.
My goodness.
Because
he might have...
Listening to Cheltenham races.
It's just...
I missed
but
all
I did
this.
See one thing that was a bit weird was this Diana tribute night or something.
Thank you, Mr. Hodge.
And what's his name? William Hodges, had done... What are you doing? William had done some awards at one place and then Harry was on speaker or video link. It was about half an hour drive away or something.
They won't even be in the same room as each other, will
I
they?
I did see that, but I don't know. I'm not believing
any of
these.
Do you know that's true? Is that another theory of yours?
Well, it's in the Daily Mail, so it's got to be true.
Oh, actually, it will be true.
It says it's true. It's in the Daily Mail. Daily Mail Online,
that's it.
It's gospel.
Gospel.
So the other room is here, basically, the other rumour is that she
this
is...
This is my favourite rumour.
That she... No, I'm not doing that one, because that'll probably get me stuck in the tower. is that she is ill. She's iller.
Iller? Is that a word?
Iller.
More ill.
More poorly.
Yeah.
Poorly than we've let off. She's got an eating disorder and she's...
Oh.
She's not well at all. She's really not well at all.
I mean, she is very slim, isn't
she?
Yeah, she
is, yeah.
But she must... I'd say she exercises a lot because her sister, I mean, they look both very sporty.
Her sister, yes.
Oh, please.
Oh, that sounded horrendous.
Awful.
Will you stop leaning
did,
into the microphone?
That did sound, that did sound
like
a bit dubious.
Some absolute
Pipper, I think.
100% perv.
That sounded a bit perv-tastic.
No, she's... I don't know. I'm not convinced.
You're not having it, are you?
No, I'm not. No. I just think it's... I just think there's people desperate for some news.
I think we'll
and
never,
they're...
ever fully...
No, probably not, but... I just think, it's a shame that
life will go.
They're going to have to release a statement.
And do you know what it is? This is the big one.
No.
Charles is not well, and it's the curse of Diana.
Oh,
the curse
my
of Diana.
God. Here we go.
It is the curse. It's Diana.
I mean, you wouldn't want to be a royal.
Grave.
I'd like to do it for about a week. I'd like to be in the royal family for a week just to see how it feels.
You'd
like and
to
all
see
of
how
that.
It, how it
but it must be
goes.
An awful lot. I mean, could you imagine you're sitting at home? You're like,
do you
oh,
think,
God,
I mean,
all
I
about
know
this
that,
now.
The curse of Tutankhamun.
Will you stop
you're
leaning
being very,
in coming out with nonsense?
You're
otherwise,
being,
you'll have to go.
The curse,
than normal.
I like that.
It's quite a good one. See, obviously, but they can't do Tutankhamun because obviously he's already dead.
Tutankhamun, I said.
No, not possibly. Is William the angel everyone makes him out to be? Or is he first
No,
the same?
I think he's pretty firm. I'd say
he's just got a better PR department.
I think he's out of the same mould as his grandmother, actually. I think he's going to be king and he's going to put the royal family before anything. And I think that's why he seems to be really strict about his brother and he's not...
But he was pretty strict.
And his uncle, they reckon it was, you know, it was the king and William who said to
like,
Prince
you're
Andrew,
you're out.
Although he does seem to be somehow
sneaking
in
his way back a bit,
creepy.
Doesn't he?
Yeah. But William was quite, I mean, he was felt very strongly about Diana and the paparazzi and all of that when he was younger. You could see, like 15, 16, he was getting quite cross. And I'd say he does want to be quite regimental about it all. Did you like the hand action?
I like the hand
there?
Gesture.
Yeah. But, well, so be it. I mean, Harry's a... I'm not a fan
you
of Harry.
You cannot say that.
Oh, no. Oh,
what's
no. It's awful. I do not like... I'm not a big fan of Meghan and Harry. But they're sitting back loving all of this.
Well, they seem to have these remarkable time press releases just at the moment to capitalise on the thing. And also, yeah, this is... You know, she's launched her new...
Whatever
her
it is.
Line.
Yeah.
Surely that's... She's not allowed to do that. That's monetizing her title, which you're not allowed to do.
No, you're not.
Take it. Take away
just
those
take
bloody,
away the titles.
Take away those titles. William, be tough enough. Take away the titles. So, yeah, we will have to wait and see. How are we doing for time?
We're doing... We've had 50 minutes, basically.
50 minutes?
50 minutes.
Right. 50 minutes. So,
I
think we ought to probably stop the roll. We get stuck in the tower. Primarily me. B, Alona starts crying.
Well, because I mean, it's very distressing.
Yeah, and I'm.
I know you're obviously family with a military background, and
David Icke had it right. They're all lizards, and you only have to look at Camilla. She's only a couple of weeks away.
Leave her alone,
a
I think
little
she's
forked
right.
tongue.
No, I'm not a big fan of Camilla. Well,
that's because you're probably a big fan
lizards,
of Diane.
A lot
well,
of them.
She. I mean, she was the other woman. I mean,
can
let's not forget.
Can you imagine what it must have been like to actually go up and spend hours and hours in London to write your name in one of those stupid books?
It was brilliant. Somebody
died years ago.
It was fantastic. I went to the Queen Mother's funeral. The Queen Mother's funeral as
well.
But yes, she was the other woman. I'm not a fan of Camilla, but they do seem to be
there
very
was an
happy.
Argument to say
so
that Diana was actually the other woman because Charlie was in love with
totally.
Camilla.
He was an idiot. He shouldn't have done what he did, should he? No.
I mean, everyone goes on about, you know, sort of. It's ridiculous in this day and age that, you know, the Asian community still have arranged marriages, but the most famous family in the country have arranged marriages. It was an arranged marriage.
But she was 19.
Yeah, but she was
19, so
he was 30.
Yeah, that's
and they basically said, we need a pretty virgin with absolutely no history or no background
to
marry this sort of person like that. I mean, that's more of an arranged marriage than you can possibly... Yeah. And everyone says, oh, it's good old Kate, She's bucked the trend. She hasn't bucked the trend at all. She's a posh girl who went to Marlborough College.
Mm.
I mean, I think of all of them, I think she's quite nice.
I think she's
great. She's a really
nice
girl.
Gorgeous. She seems very natural. Yeah, I really like her.
Yeah.
So
I hope she's
fine. I think he's protecting her, letting her convalesce, spend some time with her children.
And before
and
long, she'll be back
alone.
Out having those pictures of her with a hockey stick.
There you go. Yeah. And in that fashion thing where he saw her.
And with that, we'll knock that subject on the head. I have got all sorts of things I want to talk about here, but they'll last too long. And this
brief synopsis of what you want to talk
about?
Well,
I wanted to talk about the first people I had crushes on in my life.
That's a whole
But
year.
that's a totally different one.
Yeah.
I need to give Andrew a chance.
That's an episode in itself.
Scrabble the men off his list and then, so that's another episode in itself.
So what's... high on your Instagram reels at the moment. That was another one we were going to do.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Well, I've tried to cut back on Instagram for Lent.
Yeah, but you probably haven't.
So what have I been looking at recently? Oh, gosh.
The royals.
Go on your search history and said royal scandal.
Okay.
We've got time for that.
Royal scandal of flux.
I found myself... It's totally dominated by people who claim to be dietitians and nutritionists.
Actually, I've been... This guy, Eddie...
Eddie,
yes.
Who calls everything shit.
Yeah, this is everything shit.
He is... I agree with some of the stuff, but it's just...
Like 12
nonsense.
Eggs a day.
Just eggs, chicken and avocados.
Yeah.
It's all he would have, which is just ridiculous because there'd be no fibre.
It's not the
diet.
Bloke. This is not the American bloke who's got the serious six pack.
No, he's an English...
No, he's an English guy.
Yeah.
But he does make quite a bit of sense.
Yeah,
but yeah, he's just really...
Sorry?
It's protein.
Yeah, just lean forward a bit.
Well, it's
protein.
Yeah, but you can't just live on protein. You need to.
It does work if you want
to
lose weight.
It's initially, but then
in the long run, it's not good. You had your whole life just eating protein.
Oh, if you had your whole life,
it's not good.
What you need,
and he's not talking about trying to lose weight. He's talking about change your whole lifestyle, and that's all you eat.
They are good things to eat. I can.
No,
not all the time. You've just.
I had eggs and avocado.
Well,
Sunday
I've had
morning.
Eggs and avocado, but basically that's all he's eating.
You've got to eat something
avocado,
else.
Avocado, chicken and red meat.
On a pizza.
You've got to have the odd bit of cheese.
Yeah, he won't let cheese.
Cheese.
Oh, I'm on these blooming statins for my ridiculously high cholesterol, so I'm trying to avoid all
happened.
The... Well, that was family.
Buttery flapjack.
Yeah, well, I did with three sugary buttery flapjacks.
With more sugar and syrup than you can throw a stick at.
Yeah, they were particularly. But no, the whole family have got high cholesterol, so mine is particularly high. Yeah, mum, dad, brother, sister.
Mine wasn't all massively of us. I went, my Instagram feed or Facebook feed or whatever went from Beth Dutton out of Yellowstone quotes about what a mentalist she is. Because I obviously clicked on one. I obviously clicked on one and then got a whole load of Yellowstone stuff. And then I looked at something. Something was on about Game of Thrones.
Right.
And I went on the one where Queen Cersei blows up the church. She wasn't going to get tried. So she blew up the church with this sort of, you know, wildfire, whatever they call it. It was really good. And then so for the last 3 weeks, I've just had Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones. Mm. All this stuff. When I was doing some stuff for the books, I wanted one of the bear in the books to be a bit like a panda. I wanted to have the characteristics of a panda. So the person I was working with maybe said, "I want you to go and write the characteristics." And so I basically found a little clip of a panda on the thing. I said, "Oh, that'd be good, wrote it."
Yeah.
And they get another one. Oh, that'd be funny. Then falling out of a tree, that'd be good. Write that all down. I reckon for the next 6 months. I was just getting panda video after panda video, and it's just like
it's interesting. Some sort of panda porn. My wife, she said to me, "I'd rather you didn't name me on your podcast because she doesn't like people to know who she is or where she is." She never puts anything on.
She embarrassed about you.
I think probably slightly yeah.
Understandably, but
she gets just loads of stuff by some bloke called the Hoof Doctor now, She just watches videos of people dealing with cows and horses' hooves.
I bet she's so glad you told that story.
It won't be thanking you. She won't be listening anyway.
It won't matter because I haven't named her.
Oh, that's it. That's true. That's true.
And if they know her, they know her, you know. Mm. And if you know,
and she won't be speaking to you anyway. So it's really good.
Cow's hooves.
Pimple poppers was another one.
Yeah.
Oh, that says there's a TV show, isn't there?
Yes, but that was once you watch it, you get quite addicted, thinking, "Oh, blimey, what's this going to? How long is this going to take?" And then, of course, that's all you get for the next 4 months.
She can spot a lipoma from 100 yards now. Well, you never see people with lipomas, do you? I suppose over here, you'd probably, if you had a big lipoma, the NHS would just whip it out. But I think pimple poppers based in America.
Oh my God, I don't know where this is going.
And you can't.
And you thought we had enough of Dick Dastardly.
People are going around. There was very, you know, in inverted commas, working class people going around with massive lipomas hanging off them.
Blimey.
There you go.
Mm.
You don't want one of those. Should we close it?
Yeah. Well,
On that note,
we're going to have a lovely Easter. Well, don't eat too many chocolate eggs. We're going to have a nice Easter. Stuart's going to have a lovely Easter. He's going to Cape Town. You're going to California.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere.
What about you, Andy? You going anywhere?
Off anywhere?
No plans yet.
Just marmalade making. Yeah. Marmalade making.
So, maybe I should go somewhere just for the sake of it.
Just.
I'm going to Worthing, actually, aren't I? Is it Worthing? Eastbourne. Going to Eastbourne.
But that's before I go. Yeah, we're going there. Yeah. So that'll be nice.
So that'll be, and I've got a birthday as well. So, that's happened. Sometimes happens at Easter. Every couple of years or whatever. Anyway. Okay, then. So we will see you in a few weeks' time. Cheers then.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care.
Homepot's Happy Hour was recorded in the United Kingdom and is fully owned by Stewhead Publishing Limited, whose owner is an absolute bellend.